Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 116 of Teaching Tales, the podcast totally devoted to sharing stories from the world of education, stories that I hope and pray will inspire and encourage you. My name is Brent Coley. I'm your host. I'm a former fourth and fifth grade teacher, former middle school assistant principal, former elementary principal, and I am currently the coordinator of elementary education. I support our elementary teachers and administrators in my district in beautiful Murrieta, California. And in this episode, I'm going to do what I've done every once in a while, and that is fly solo. No guest today, just me talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart. It's something I'm very passionate about, and it's inspired by a leadership training that I had the opportunity to attend this past week, during which the speaker talked about self-care for resiliency. And he used the example, I've heard it before, but it really resonated with me, about the need to take care of ourselves, to practice self-care, that it's not, self-care is not selfish. And he used the example of the oxygen masks on an airplane, and how, if you've ever flown before, you know that pre-flight, the flight attendants will tell you, in the event of an emergency, oxygen masks will come down from the ceiling, and be sure to, and what does the flight attendant always tell us? He or she will say, be sure to put your own oxygen mask on first before attempting to help the person next to you. And I think as leaders particularly, we can be really good at telling those around us, hey, take care of yourself. Be sure to practice self-care. Hey, don't stay too late. Go home at a decent hour. You don't want to burn yourself out. But we can be real good at giving that advice. But I know I can be guilty. We're not always great at taking our own advice. Leaders can be very good at lighting themselves on fire to keep those warm around them. So I want to share a personal story that I'm recording this because I firmly believe that somebody needs to hear this, that self-care is not selfish. And I want to share a story. Go back in time with me 3.5 years, March 13th, 2020. March 13th, 2020. Now, think about it for a second. If you're in California or most states in the United States, that date may ring a bell. That's the date that most public schools shut down and we pivoted to a virtual model of instruction due to the pandemic. Due to COVID-19, we had to transition and start teaching virtually. So that started a year and a half of one of the most challenging and uncertain times in my 28 years in education. For the next several weeks, we were all working from home. I was helping as an elementary principal, helping support our teachers as they were teaching virtually. I was Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting, reviewing county and state data and mandates, and things were changing by the day. And in some cases, it's not hyperbole to say, things were changing by the hour. It's safe to say it is the most uncertain time that I've experienced in my career. The only thing that I could count on was that I didn't know what I could count on that day. The only thing that was certain was uncertainty. And here's the reason that I'm sharing this story, that despite all of the uncertainty, in addition to my faith, which is something that during times of challenge, I'm thankful that I lean on my faith. But in addition to that, when I moved back to the office, and for a while it was just me in the office, everyone else was still working virtually, but I was able to help plan for a reopening from the office. And throughout all that uncertainty, there was one thing that I looked forward to every day. It was something that helped me get through the day. And you know what that was? It was lunch. More specifically, it was El Pollo Loco. The episode title of this broadcast is Find Your Pollo. For me, I was looking forward to El Pollo Loco because if I didn't have a meeting, I knew that El Pollo Loco was going to be there for me. It was something that I could count on. I knew that I could pick up my phone, open the app, order my food, hop in my car, drive the mile downhill, go through the drive-thru, pick up my food, bring it back to my office, And for the next 20 minutes or so, life was certain because I had a meal that I enjoyed in front of me. And for just 20 minutes or so, the world, everything was okay with the world. For me, El Pollo Loco was my self-care. For me, Pollo, that was the oxygen mask that I needed to put on to take care of myself so I would then be ready to go to refill my cup so that I could support those around me. El Pollo Loco became more than a food, more than the food, more than the salsa, more than the iced tea. It became symbolic for me. It has become symbolic for me. And even after we came back, students came back, I continued to view El Pollo Loco as my self-care. And whenever I could, if I had a break in my schedule and I was able to open the app, order my food, hop in the car, go down the hill, pick up my food, and bring it back to the office. Again, only off campus for a couple of minutes. And I had my assistant principal. I was not leaving if the building was on fire. Please don't misunderstand me. In no way am I saying to abdicate your duties and say, hey, sorry, building's on fire, a huge fight going off on the playground, but I got to go eat my lunch. I am not saying that at all, ladies and gentlemen. The point that I'm trying to make is, it's okay to eat lunch because eating lunch may be your self-care. For me, it was. And to this day, I have moved into a new position. And when I'm able to, there are still days, frequently, if I can, I order El Pollo Loco because it helps me in a sea of uncertainty, in a new position where I'm still learning and I don't know what's going on all the time and still learning all this. I'm able to hit the pause button. I'm able to sit down and enjoy a meal that I know, that is certain. For me, El Pollo Loco is self-care. The whole purpose of telling this story, of sharing this story with you is this. Like the title of this episode suggests, ladies and gentlemen, find your pollo. Whatever it is that enables you to fill your cup, whatever your oxygen mask is, it might be, like me, taking a lunch. And Todd Nesloney, somebody I follow online, I admire and respect, an educator in Texas, he recently posted something about how frequently, especially leaders, will not be able to eat lunch because that's part of the job. There are going to be times where you don't get to eat lunch. But he posted how too often sometimes leaders wear that as a badge of honor. And I want to just encourage anyone out here, I want to let you know it's okay to eat lunch. Let me say that again for the people in the back. It's okay to eat lunch. And one more time, let me reiterate, I'm not saying that if something else is going on, like if the building's on fire, your lunch is going to have to wait. If there's a huge fight going out on the playground, your lunch is going to have to wait. But if time permits and things are going smoothly, it's not just okay to eat lunch. I contend it's necessary to eat lunch because if you don't, that will catch up with you because lunch is your oxygen mask. And maybe it's not lunch. Ladies and gentlemen, find your pollo. Maybe it's exercise. Maybe it's spending time on the treadmill or going to the gym. Maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's spending time. Maybe it's listening to a podcast. Maybe it's just taking a walk. Maybe it's binging something on Netflix. I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter what it is for me. It matters what it is for you. Find your pollo. For me, El Pollo Loco has become symbolic. When people say, you go there all the time. I do. I don't go for the food. I mean, I enjoy the food. I go there because of what it represents. It represents a break. It represents something certain. It represents the oxygen mask that I need to put on so that I can serve those around me better. So whatever it is, I encourage you, when you're done listening to this, take some time to reflect. What is it? And whatever it is, the second part of this is, I encourage you to make it part of your practice. If it's stopping to eat lunch for 15 minutes, do it. if it's taken time to go to the gym and time to read, whatever it is, do that. Find your Poyo, because you cannot serve those around you if you're not taking care of yourself. So anyway, sorry for the ramble, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, again, my hope and prayer is that somebody out there needed to hear this. And if so, let me know. Hopefully this encouraged you. Thank you for listening. If this is your first time, I hope this was worth your time. If it's not your first time, thanks for coming back. 115 previous episodes. Be sure to check some of those out. And if you haven't already done so, be sure to subscribe. You can listen in any of your favorite places where you find podcasts, or you can listen on the podcast page at my website at brentcoley.com. Once again, thanks everyone for listening. Find your Poyo, fill your own cup, put the oxygen mask on yourself before you try to help others. And don't forget, it's okay to eat lunch. It's not just okay, it's necessary. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good one.